Line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meyer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Hour number two here at the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you here on your morning drive. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, from Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids, across to Detroit, we appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audiences as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio at Pages Plus. You can listen online and find our written word at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. I just went to get another coffee because I'm all amped up right now based on our previous conversation. But for Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic, all I can tell you guys is this much. You're going to have to go win games. And every game is a playoff game for somebody sitting in 7th or 8th place or 9th or 10th place. Like, every game is a playoff game. So you have not yet earned the luxury to rest, guys, if that's the way that we're going to look at this. If we're going to look at it as if, you know, we're scheduled to play 72 or 82 games, but our stars are only going to play in a 72-game season, maybe they only play 60 games. There is no, you know, the Iron Men of the past years are just, it's just different. They're just non-existent anymore. You know, just tough. It's tough to see.
They're worth too much, Anthony.
They're worth
too much. They see guys like Blake Griffin who sign these mega deals. They see guys like Miguel Cabrera who sign these huge deals that just have played every single game for 10 years, and then, oh, a year into their 6 or 7 year mega deal, they're broken down. They don't want that anymore.
So, who doesn't want that? The teams or the league?
The teams.
Well, maybe both.
Yeah,
maybe both.
Everyone.
So if Blake Griffin is worth, in like you as you said, worth too much, but he's not available to play, he's not worth that much. That's why he's on a league minimum deal. Like, that's what he's actually worth. He's worth about $2 or $3 million. Let's get to Steve.
I don't know. Is Carmelo worth $2.3 million? I think that's what the league minimum is. He's just doing it because
that's the deal he signed for. Because he can't command that top dollar. He couldn't command that top dollar, but he's great in Portland. Like, yeah, that's a legit salary. Like, that's a salary I can get behind and say, you know what, I like Mello Portland, or Portland Mello. I like that guy. Like, he does what he has to do. He comes in off the bench, give you 20, 25 minutes a game. Like, he's productive. Like, that's a legit salary. I have some struggles sometimes when you see somebody like a Tatis, when you see somebody like a Mike Trout, when you see some of these ridiculous contracts, like Tyler Johnson making 4 years, $40 million. Like, come on. Dude, you better be out there playing every game. Let's get to Steve, who's on the Meyer Supercenter guest line this morning, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. Good morning, Steve. How are you, partner?
I'm good. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good. I kind of feel like I sound like old man yells at cloud right now, but that's okay.
Hey, you'll get there one day. Good morning, Dan Rain. You were talking about taxes earlier, and I'm thinking the way you and your staff there, they work all these out and that, you must have two or three accountants.
Just one accountant, but many, many W-2s and many 1099s. That's for sure. Like, it's a mess.
Well, God bless you guys. I want to talk about the Tigers real quick, and then the draft. I'm glad you brought up Daniel Norris earlier, because I meant to ask you this a couple of days, last week. Jacoby Jones and Daniel Norris, what do you do with these guys? You and I spoke before the season started about, do you give up Jacoby Jones' bat for his glove? And, you know, these two guys are just taking up space. And you know, you hate to see it, but what do you do with these guys? Do you DFA them or put them in the minors?
That's a really good question. That is a really good question. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't think that they're under really any pressure to find out what the issue is right now. If you look at Jacoby Jones, who played the Cleveland series and was a combined, 0-for-7 from the plate, he did play in last night's ball game against the Houston Astros. So he had a couple days off there, was 0-for-2, drew a walk, struck out twice, just not seeing it very well right now. You know, his batting average is 136. I don't know what you do with these guys, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know if they figured out Daniel Norris. I don't know. I don't know. Dan, what do you got for us? Dan, what do you do with Jacoby Jones and Daniel Norris? Or is this
dump
one of those
Daniel
seasons?
Norris. I'm over it. Get rid of him. Go live in your van down by the river.
Wow.
Like,
I was wondering who's going to make a van reference here.
Guy is. We traded David Price for you. You were the headliner of that deal. And you haven't been able to put anything together. Not as a starter, not as a reliever. Your one shining moment came in your first NL game where you smacked a home run and caught a diving bunt. And that's been your highlight, and that was 4 years ago. And since then, you've been absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's been terrible. Real quick on the NFL draft here. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ryan. I apologize.
Ryan has got so many.
You're fine.
He turned himself off there.
I was telling Dan before the show. I was like, so when are we just going to talk about Daniel Norris just not having anything? Jacoby Jones, he's going to be a fourth outfielder glove guy his whole career. That's what he is.
Yep.
That's what he should be in Detroit. I'm fine with him getting spot starts in center field.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You know, he can have a, you know, I still like his glove, though. The Jason Lacken for had top 10 draft picks. This was, I believe, today or yesterday. He had some interesting things here. One, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Jets, 2, Zach Wilson. 3 was San Fran, Mac Jones. 4 was New England. They traded, and they're going to trade it up, and they're going to try to take Trey Lance. Cincy, Kyle Pitts. 6, Miami, Ja'Marr Chase. And the Lions get at 7. They're going for Justin Fields, it says. So thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. From Jason LaConforna, I believe, is what he said. Yeah, no thanks. But you know what? We're going to get into that coming up here because I got posed with the question. I got one for Freddie the Pizza Man. This is the question. I was running the mock draft from Pro Football Focus. No trades. Just straight up. Let's just take a look and see where we end up and what happens. And I had at number 7, this is what was available. Penei Sewell of Oregon, the tackle. Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver out of LSU. Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State, and Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. All 4 of those guys available at number 7. And that's the decision Brad Holmes is going to have to make. You know, if they can convince the rest of the league they're in love with the quarterback and they're not afraid to take one and use it for a trade, great. But if, as we talked to Chris Burke, I don't think you try to move out of the top 15. That's where New England is at. If they wanted to dance and hop up to number 7, if they felt confident about that, maybe Denver, maybe you trick Denver into, you know, believing that, hey, we're gonna look at taking a quarterback here. And if you can convince them that you might take a Justin Fields or a Trey Lance or somebody that they've been desperately looking to find since Elway, then you move back. I would love to trade back with Denver and be able to squeeze another pick out of Denver moving up 2 spots to get their guy. If they believe the Lions are going to take their guy. And I think that's why it's important for Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and everybody to say, hey, look, best player available. If it's a quarterback, we'll take him. Whoever's on the board, best available, that's what we're going to do. If we see a quarterback that we like, that we know that we can have the luxury to not have to throw him in and, you know, baptize him by fire right away in year number 1 while we're working on the rest of our roster. If they can get every team in the league to believe that, by God, I love them. I'll love them for it, and Denver looks like a nice trade partner. If you can just move back 2 spots, you stay in the top 10, which I really feel like is a can't miss no matter who you pick outside of the quarterback position. I'm looking at every other spot on the field. And 2, you squeeze another pick out of a team moving up 2 spots. That's beautiful. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros. Pistons back in action after being off Monday and Tuesday. We'll get into that loss against the Clippers next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors sure do. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Tigers or Athletics, you'll get $100 if either team hits a homer. After the baseball has left the ballpark, there's no reason to leave your seat, though. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, and there's a ton for baseball. They've got daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet on the Tigers or the Athletics. And if either team hits a homer, you win. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Data Kalen, Brian Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you here this morning. Great to have you riding along with us. Find us on Twitter. Ryan is at RyanL_Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I am at AC Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Let's get into what took place last night between the Detroit Pistons and the Detroit Pistons West. It was Reggie Jackson getting the game-winning bucket, the game-tying bucket, I should say. Make it 98-98. The Pistons then turn the ball over. Reggie Jackson gets it back. Reggie Jackson pulls up from 18 feet, top of the key, and buries that. Back-to-back buckets for Action Jackson, wearing the glasses, working on Killian Hayes. Losing to the Clippers. You're supposed to. Pistons inbound. They go the length of the floor. Plumlee kicked it over to Killian, who had a three-pointer to win the game from the right wing. He missed it. That was that. Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson, everybody's jumping around.
Why are you complaining?
I'm not. The only reason it
Because it was
me,
Reggie Jackson. Why did it have to be him?
Well, anybody. Could have been. Give it to Zubat. Let him
Hey, Reggie, thanks. Thanks for helping us out with that draft pick so you guys can go lose in the first round.
No, and Reggie Jackson was still nice in post game, saying like, "Hey, I spent 5.5 years here in Detroit, so it was nice to, you know, come back." Blah blah blah. But she's like, "Why him?"
Out of all the people, could have been anybody.
It could have been Kennard. It could have been Marcus Morris. Could have been DeMarcus Cousins, Rajon Rondo, the entire Clippers roster, Michael Olowokandi. I don't care.
Chris Kamen.
Any of them.
Great reference to the Candyman, the real Candyman. Let's get to Freddie, who's on hold. Freddie, the pizza man. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I know one thing. Halliburton would have sunk that 3-pointer.
Halliburton would have buried it.
100%. 100%. Hey, how about Steve called about Daniel Norris and Jacoby Jones. How about those Dave Dombrowski special trades there? How about those, huh? Love them. Don't you just love them?
Freddie, I gotta ask you a real serious
question. Hey, Michael Fulmer was one of those, too, though.
Are you in, like, yeah, what? Okay. What's going on with you and Alavila? What's happening here? You got something you want to tell us? Like, what's going on here?
We smoke cigars at a certain club in Birmingham. I just won't name the name.
So you know Al?
No, I don't know.
I know Al Avila, his son, Alan Avila. I've had some nights out with him. Very nice gentleman.
Yeah. Al Avila, listen, I'm not going to get into the conversation, but Al Avila is going to stick it up everyone's butt one day in this town because he inherited a terrible mess. He had to take care of four teams, not just the Tigers, and he's going to turn it around. You can't turn it around in baseball overnight. You just can't. You may be able to do that in New York and L.A. and wherever you want, the big team, but you're not going to do it in Detroit.
Oh, where they spend money?
Well, no, in fairness, Mr. I spent money, but he spent it the wrong way. He just did. And it's cost them. It's cost them both the teams, the Red Wings and the Tigers. They should have started these rebuilds years ago, and they started too late. So that's all I'm saying. But
I just wanted to know if you and Al had something going on. I mean, and I don't look, if you knew the guy and were defending him, I'd have no problem with that. Some people might look at me like, I don't know if I necessarily defend Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I'm pretty open and honest about how I feel about Michigan football. You know, but maybe I'd go to bat for Matt Campbell at Iowa State because I know him personally. So therefore, like, yeah, like I it's that gif that you see on the internet of the guy, the one guy out in the middle of the field, Jon Snow, he draws his sword against the whole army that's charging him. Like, that would be me for Matt Campbell or Jason Candle. I would do that for him. Juwan Howard, I would do that for Juwan Howard 100%. But if, like, I was just wondering, maybe you and Al, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's got, like, does he call the super secret line? I know you have a line at the pizzeria, Freddie. I know you have a phone number there that only a handful of people know that if they need to get a hold of you, they call line 2. I get it. I understand.
You know who knows that line? Big Dan. Big
Dan, your wife, Al Avila.
Big Dan has a key. He doesn't need the line.
Well, here's the people that know line 2. Dan, Al Avila, Zoe the model, who's got the T-shirts on for Freddie the Pizza Man now, and Dave Portnoy. Those are the only four people that know that phone number.
And Dan Campbell. You know, I got to tell you a quick story. There's Zoe, by the way. She comes here once in a while. My brother-in-law texts me out of the blue. He goes, how do you know that girl? That was my ex-girlfriend back in high school. I'm like, really? He says, I don't know. Small world, man.
How old's your brother?
My brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is 32. So he's a young guy. He's a young guy like you.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, that's got to be. Oh, can I come over for a family event?
100%. By the way, before the time cuts off, when you can come into town, contact Dan and Ryan. I can get all four of us on the golf course, Fox Hills. All right? So on the Tuesday. It's got to be a Tuesday, though, all right?
Got to be a Tuesday.
So Tuesday it is. Great. See you there.
Yes. So let me know Tuesday. Give me a week of notice, and I'll get the four of us. I'll take care of you guys, okay? So,
my man, Freddie. That's awesome.
Right after the show. Anyways, I called because I love your passion this morning. I love your passion this morning about the players. And by the way, Dan dropped another fact on you today. Ty Cobb did have 4,200 hits there, buddy. Well, I mean, hello? Did you forget about Pete Rose? He passed his record.
No, for the franchise record, I believe.
Franchise record.
Because Ty Cobb, I believe, had time with the Phillies.
He did? Man, I learned something new every day. I didn't know that. But anyway.
Tried to hit you with a fact check. I'm going to find the tweet that I Cody Stavenhagen of the Stavenhagen of The Athletic had tweeted it out. I thought that's what I saw. It was in the 3800s. I'm going to find it real quick.
Ty Cobb's last 2 years were with Philadelphia. Those were the A's, man. Not the Phillies at that point.
Oh. Wow, I had no idea, man. I never knew that.
So he had an extra 200 and almost 300 hits after the Tigers.
So
Badu is only 3,891 hits shy of passing Ty Cobb for the franchise record.
And who signed Badu and Candelario? Al Avila, right?
Your cousin Al.
Yeah. So on your tweet yesterday, I wrote Michael Parsons out of the four, which, you know, I want an offensive guy, but who are you going with? I wanted to know because I don't know if you answered on Twitter or not.
No, we haven't gotten to it yet. We set aside a big one, a big segment for that at 8:35 okay. this morning. But that's all right. You have the tackle from Oregon, wide receiver Jamar Chase out of LSU, Micah Parsons from the linebacker out of Penn State, and Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. The question is Micah Parsons' background at Penn State and the allegations that were made against him for the harassment issues against his own teammate with another player from the roster that was suspended. The other player was, I don't think Parsons ever was suspended from any game action, but then again, he has the talent to not necessarily be suspended from a game, so you have that question. But what are the questions that are going to be asked by the Lions franchise? What are his answers going to be? Because that's a story that allegedly either he or his teammate allegedly told another teammate that they were going to, quote, Jerry Sandusky him. Like, there's an element here that he's going to have to answer for that's very embarrassing, one. And two, like, you got some explaining to do.
Well, it will be interesting who has control if they do take Michael Parsons, because as you know, the Lions don't like to take players with checker pass or anything going on the organization. If Brad Holmes takes him, you know who's in control there. So
who?
That's kind of Brad Holmes.
Well, yeah, he's the GM. Of course he's in control. Who do you think's in control?
Well, Bob Quinn never took guys with checker pass. They let Kendall, the kid from Toledo, they passed on him.
Kareem Hunt,
the running back from Oklahoma, that Joe Mixon, they passed on him.
I mean, I don't blame him for passing on Joe Mixon, though. I mean, that guy punched a woman and knocked her out at Taco Bell on video. Kareem Hunt, you know, that's a...
Kareem Hunt did the same thing.
He didn't punch her. He pushed her with
Kareem
his foot.
Kareem Hunt, though, was already in the league.
Yeah, we'll get back into this. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts Store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Premixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Squad scrimmage action, a little spring ball. Team looks good. What were we even talking about for that drop right there, Dan? What were we even talking about?
We were probably talking about, it was probably like week three. Joe had just lost the Heisman.
That's exactly what it was. We were talking about spring game football. That's why I don't get hyped up about it. Welcome back to X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino. Coming from the Radio Bunker, text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find the podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Two no-hitters over the last 5 days. Half with the White Sox, half with the Padres. Congratulations to those teams. It's fun and exciting stuff, unless, of course, you're trying to hit the baseball. And in a game like that, the Cleveland Indians did tweet out that from their Twitter account, it was really funny. I don't know if you guys saw the final tweet from the game score. And it had the line score for both teams. And for the Tribe, they were using one of their player faces for all the zeros. And at the bottom, it said at Cleveland Indians or whatever the Twitter handle is, two in-game tweets. It was pretty good. They're doing a good job. The Tigers, by the way, are also doing a very good job social media-wise. They're handling business. A couple of things to get to. One, the Pistons collapsed because we didn't get into it last segment, and I wanted to. Just real quick. 100-98, Clippers win. Pistons had the lead 98-93 with 46 seconds left. The only thing that worries me, I know, and Dana said that, hey, like this is you're supposed to lose. Yes, you're supposed to lose. Does it have to happen against Reggie Jackson and Luke Kennard and Marcus Morris? But Marcus Morris got a DNP for rest. Reggie Jackson scored 29.
So did future Hall of Famer Sekou Doumbouya.
The Sekou thing. Is it because of Ramadan? You know, people were like talking about the fact that he was eating an orange on the sideline. It's like, bro, if you've been fasting all day for 24 hours, like you're going to need to eat something.
They stopped a game. They stopped the game in Turkey yesterday for the guys to break fast. The entire team. That happens all the time. I like it. I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, right? I mean, if you don't understand, you don't have to. But I think there's space to be able to respect that if somebody hasn't had any sort of nutrient in their body.
It's not just nutrients, Anthony. You're not allowed to brush your teeth.
Can you put deodorant on?
Yes. You cannot ingest anything.
Okay, yeah. So no water, no food, no nothing. No nutrients into your body. Like, you can't ask somebody to play. So if that was the case, then that's fine. Like, I don't have an issue with that. At all. I love to see Sadiq Bey with his 17-5 last night and his 4-7 from three. I love to see that. Don't love to see the turnover there at the end of the game trying to inbound the ball. Beef Stew with 12 points and 8 rebounds off the bench. And how about the fact that Chauncey Billups was there and Ben Wallace was there? Big round of applause for both of those guys. For Ben Wallace, was he there because our buddy James Edwards baited him into going because of his Q&A with him on The Athletic the other day about, hey, have you seen Isaiah Stewart? A lot of people are saying there's a comparison. Have you been able to watch him yet?
Or maybe because Chauncey was in town. He goes, this is a good game to go to.
Yeah. You know, Chauncey's working, you know, and he's like, oh, okay. But if you're
– Perfect time to heckle him.
Great time to heckle him. But if you did read that, it's a very interesting Q&A that James did with Ben Wallace because – he asked Ben about watching Isaiah Stewart, and has he heard the comparisons? He said, I haven't watched him that much. I hear about the comparisons, but I haven't reached out to talk to him or anything like that. I want him to be his own player. And I thought that was very interesting because I think a lot of times, sometimes it can be seen as maybe you're stepping on some toes, and I don't think Isaiah Stewart would take it that way if Ben Wallace called him and said, hey, I see the way you're playing. I hear the comparisons and I love your motor. And I love the fact that you're bringing this energy and you're willing to defend and you're willing to mix it up and bang on the inside. That's fantastic. So keep up the good work. I mean, sure. That's totally acceptable. But for Ben Wallace, you know, he's always been kind of a quiet guy.
Yeah. And right? It's also like, I mean, I'm not saying Ben Wallace watches the Tigers, but like we kind of saw the Avi Garcia thing. Like, Why did we just decide we were going to call him Little Miggy or Mini Miggy or whatever we call it? That was just that was putting way too much pressure on that kid at the time. So, yeah, I'm fine. I like that Ben is saying, hey, let him be his own guy. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. we can be friends behind closed doors, whatever. But, yeah, I don't want him to just have to live up to the four-time defensive player of the year. That's a little, you know, too much to ask right now, 50 games in.
Yeah, and I like the comparison. I like the fact that, you know, that I like, and we've talked about this all season long, the way that this team is kind of being built, and James referenced this in his piece, you know, about like this is what Detroit basketball is. When you talk about the restore, you can only restore something that's been great. This team, this franchise has won championships on three separate seasons in which they have, as you see the poster over my shoulder, 89, 90, and of course the 04 team. But those teams had so much of the same, right? A collective of good players and great players, but no individual like superstar that was like going to propel. They didn't have a LeBron or a Kevin Durant, but you didn't need it because five will always beat one. Ask Allen Iverson, right? By the way, have you guys seen that special, the 96 draft on NBA TV?
No.
That is the most loaded draft in, like, if you go back and look at the names that are on that list, that draft is incredible. Simply incredible, the amount of talent that came into the league in one draft class. By the way, I see a giant spider right now. All right, neither here nor there. Clippers win. Pistons, they do their job. They made it competitive. I hate the fact that it was Reggie Jackson. There was no Paul George last night, no Kawhi Leonard last night. So that's, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But the Pistons, even dropping that game, 16-39 on the season. They are in the last place in the Eastern Conference. They trail the Houston Rockets and Minnesota Timberwolves by a couple of games. Both of those teams are 14-win teams. Houston's 14-41, Minnesota 14-42. Now, into this poll question about the rebuild that I wanted to get to this morning, because I put that out there on the old internet, and it was a, you know, it was just something, you know, I got inspired because of a Twitter account that put out the picture of the standings. And I want to know, is there some recency bias here with the fact that the Detroit Red Wings pulled off the trade that they did? Because the question was, with every Detroit team at the bottom of their division, which team do you have the most confidence in to turn it around the fastest? The Lions, the Red Wings, the Tigers, or the Pistons? Red Wings are number one at 43%, followed up by the Tigers at number two at 22%. The Lions in third place at 18%, and the Pistons in 17% are in fourth place. Just shy of 1,400 people have voted in this poll. And I am flabbergasted that the Red Wings have such a big lead over the Pistons, who could be a superstar draft selection away, and they could end up with the number one pick. The Lions, as Jared Goff said, sometimes it just takes one or two players in an offseason. And the two teams that have the longest processes when it comes to impact players acquired via draft, the Red Wings and the Tigers, they are in number one and number two position. Is that surprising to you? Because those drafts cannot they don't immediately help you. You're drafting for 3, 4, 5 years down the road when a kid develops. Very rarely do you get a guy who comes in day one ready to go. And that's in what, your top five selections maybe in the NHL draft? Maybe not even top five, maybe one or two. They can play right now today at the NHL level as an 18 or 19-year-old kid. Can barely vote, buy a pack of smokes in the States. I was shocked. Could not believe it. Because if you're the Pistons, and we see what you have, you got something good. You have something good here. If you are the Lions, you know, much like the Pistons, one draft pick can change everything. Can change the whole narrative surrounding your story. That's what the Pistons, that's what the Lions have been trying to do. That the Pistons have been trying to do. But those drafts are immediate. But most of the faith of the voters here in this poll goes to the Wings at an alarming percentage. Over 40% of the vote, 43% of the vote to be exact. When they just made a trade, Verana and Panic come over. And if you're Jacob Verana and you're looking for that production that Anthony Mantha had, watch Anthony Mantha's numbers go through the roof. People are going to scratch their heads. It's supposed to. He's playing with more talent out there. right? What are we going to see from Verano? What can we expect from Panic? It's interesting. Wait and see. But the two picks along with it, that's what made the deal good. Is that what is swaying the people's opinion to go towards the Red Wings? What do you guys think? Because I am, it caught me way off guard. No way, shape, or form that I think the Red Wings would be one and the Tigers would be two.
And it's not, but it's not just, it's the trust in, for the blind, at this point, trust in Steve Yzerman that is leading us to this. Is it blind? We saw what he could do in Tampa Bay. But this Red Wings team has shown zero improvement, probably even gotten worse since he's been here. Is that on purpose? Is that Jeff Blashill's fault? Nobody knows. But people have this blind faith in Steve Yzerman because of who he is.
The clout that he brings to that position. As a player and as a general manager.
I mean, I don't remember when Joe Dumars was hired, really. Was there blind faith that he was just, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he assembled a team kind of, you know, of a bunch of misfit guys, mm-hmm. and it just kind of came together. I don't know. That's not how you win in hockey. You can't just have a bunch of hustle guys. You need, you know, two or three 30-goal scorers to win games.
As much as you need McCarty, as much as you need the grind line, you need Fedorov. You need Yzerman. You need Shanahan. You need those guys, right? As much as you needed Drapes in Mulpey, you need the – you're absolutely right there. You got to have a good mix of both. Dumars, I think that what Dumars and that organization did when they broke up the going-to-work Pistons – was that chase for what Ken Holland did, right? To keep things alive. So throw a lot of money at a guy, like, and then you end up with like the Josh Smith contracts and whatnot. But there was some blind optimism when Joe D was hired. Let's see what's going on here. You know what I mean? Like, let's take a gander and see if he can get this thing to work. He knows what it takes to build a winner. He was a part of it. And that's what he did. He rebuilt that. And I think that Troy Weaver's doing a good job. We have some blind faith in Steve Yzerman. I got a little bit of blind faith in Brad Holmes. I got a little bit of blind faith in Dan Campbell. I just know it's a lot harder to win in the NFL because the season is so short, you know. And I got a lot of blind faith right now in Troy Weaver based on what we've seen. And what we see is a level of compete. Just are they going to have that guy that they compare with Jeremy Grant that's going to put them over the top as a, you know, a superstar caliber type of player? 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Josh sent me this earlier, said the Red Wings, number one, stockpiled a lot of draft picks. Steve Yzerman is a smart guy who can build a team, former player turned GM. Tigers, a lot of young talent getting experience in the big leagues. Alavila is an experienced scout. Number three, Detroit Pistons, a GM Troy Weaver in his first season, give him time along with a roster who is young to learn the game and he can get the Pistons back in the playoffs. And four, the Lions. One constant always remains the same within the organization, and it is ownership. Brad Holmes, without a doubt, is going to help the Lions move in the right direction along with head coach Dan Campbell, who I really like, by the way, but I do not know what kind of an owner Sheila Ford Hamp will be.
So I agree with somewhat of, okay, the Pistons and Red Wings – or the Tigers and Wings, like, okay, they're stockpiling picks. They're stockpiling young talent. Takes a lot longer to develop that to where Troy Weaver has gotten some young talent and is stockpiling picks in a sport where you can turn it around in a year and a half. So that's why I would put the Pistons first because I feel like they would, out of those teams, they're probably going to make the playoffs first.
I agree with you. I honestly do, and I think that with what we've seen with Troy Weaver, with Beef Stew, and with Sadiq Bey, you know, save and lead in play last night, and
but even know, flashes of what Killian has shown Killian in the last 2 weeks, showing what he can do with playing time. Anthony, it's directed at you, Mr. Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton's got better numbers.
Yeah, he didn't have a hip flexor in the middle of the season.
He's got a better VORP.
Okay.
If you're into advanced analytics.
I'm sure you are, Mr. Bryson DeChambellino.
Very much into analytics. VORP. VORP is the basketball equivalent of WAR. That's what it is.
Yeah, totally made up numbers that no one understands. That
value
we use
over
to judge.
Replacement player.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, totally made up. That's can be subjective.
Oh, well, I mean, he's number two.
And every company that calculates it uses different numbers in it, just like WAR.
I go with the basketball reference. That would be my number one choice. Baseball reference, you know, the people over at Sport Reference in general, that's a pretty solid group. So Ryan's going Pistons. I'm going Pistons as well. I feel like it's a cop-out to agree, but I just think great minds think alike. Dan, who do you like the most to turn this thing around the fastest?
Honestly, it has to be Pistons. I think we're all on the same. So, like,
I know the Red Wings
are the quickest possibility.
I've talked you two into this, haven't I?
No,
I've literally got you guys drinking full-blown Motor City Muscle.
I think it's because the Pistons have been enjoyable to watch. How many games have you honestly watched over the past 5 years? Because it's
Pistons?
Been really... Yeah. I mean, you a lot, but for me...
More than I've wanted to.
Right. And honestly, I'd put the Tigers number two, because the Red Wings... Why should I believe in the next 3 years they're going to compete for anything?
They are a hard watch. Like, the Tigers are more fun right now than the Red Wings.
Right.
Like, who would have thought?
Like, the Tigers, like, the writing is on the wall there. Like, you got Mize, you got Torkelson, you have Riley Green. It's just about being patient, which isn't fun in a 162-game season for 5 years. I think that's why we get on Alavila more, just because we're a little impatient because of the other sports teams. Because it's like, hey, you get the whole shine for the summer, and it's not fun going through this.
But at least they're giving us a product right now that the early returns on this, it could be a roller coaster of a season. Right, I mean, after that series in Cleveland, which they couldn't hit a cantaloupe, all of a sudden they sweep the Houston Astros. Like, it's going to be one of those seasons, isn't it? Where the Tigers are going to be so wildly inconsistent series to series that you don't really know what you're going to get on any given night, and that's going to keep it intriguing. But remember what we said yesterday: if they complete the sweep, where we'd be at about midweek next week. And Dan was all like, oh, don't say that. And I'm like, they're going into Oakland. Who says they can't, you know, ride the hot hand, little momentum? Scooble tonight. Urania tomorrow.
And
Boyd.
Oakland's like 1-6 at home.
And then they get the Pittsburgh Pirates. You might be in the midst of watching a 10-game winning streak here, folks.
Stop it.
Three down, seven
Boston's
to go. Don't laugh at
nine,
me, Dan.
I think, straight. Nine straight.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, we'll step aside. Hour number three is coming next. We got some big headline news. Eli Brooks back at Michigan. Michigan football making some changes. Ed DeRosa from Twin Spires will join us. Plus, the Lions mock draft question you've all been waiting for next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
You've heard a lot about the 22-year-old Rule 5 pick Akil Badu. You've heard how he forced himself onto this team due to his spring training performance. And I'm sure you understand why he's become a constant in the Tigers lineup thanks to his early season production. But just in case you haven't been able to put his numbers in historical perspective, let me tell you about him. He's the ninth Tiger to ever homer in his first at-bat, the first to ever homer in his first two games, the first with four homers in his first eight games, the first with nine RBIs in his first seven since Frank Dillijack in 1930, and the first to drive in 10 runs in his first eight games since George Quelich in 1931. I know there were a lot of fans wondering, why would the Tigers waste a Rule 5 pick on an outfielder who never played above high A? I doubt you're questioning it now.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.